This is Deanna Maldonado, Texas State Representative, House District 52. So there's been a lot of planning going on before in the past years with regards to education and with regards to the road infrastructure to be able to attract the businesses here. I mean, I'm personally going to be looking at legislation and monitoring any legislation that we hold on to what we have and we don't compromise any of our funding that will keep moving us ahead in education.
This is Larry Gonzalez, the Republican nominee for State Representative, House District 52. And I think what's great about Williamson County is for so long, our elected leaders have worked together. They not only planned for it, but they executed that plan very, very well. I think the most important thing to make sure coming into Williamson County, that the education remains strong, that education is funded, but that also you have an infrastructure of transportation that allows businesses to come here, that allows people to move here for those businesses, and keeps everything moving smoothly.
I think that in addition to making sure that I'm championing and advocating for legislation that will continue to move the fast growth along, even more importantly, I'm looking here at the local level. You know, should we come out short or not come out to where we want on fast growth issues, that we continue to keep the momentum going here?
I think our needs are greater. You know, you've got to go in there and you got to make your case to a lot of people that says, look, here's where we are. Here's where we're going. The growth is going to be here. We know that. Help us plan for that accordingly. Help us be successful, because if Southern Williamson County is successful, the region is successful.
Education is our new currency. Earlier this week, I was at the State of the District address where Dr. Chavez was telling us that Round Rock is still growing at 1,500 students per year. So we're looking at this, like, you know, how do we go about doing, you know, putting out bonds and to create and be able to work with that growth that the district and the county is experiencing. With regards to revenue streams and being able to generate that, I mean, I'm also monitoring and looking at the Ways and Means Committee and looking at what they're proposing and what's when and from that, how it would relate and translate into the district.
Well, new revenue streams, generate new revenue, whatever catchphrase that we're hearing out there means one thing. It means an increase in taxes. I believe we can get what we need by just controlling our spending. If you look at the city of Round Rock, their general fund, the last several budget cycles, has gone from $86 million to $84 million to $81 million. And you don't hear anybody around here talking about revenue streams or generating new revenue. As a conservative county, our elected officials talk about controlling the spending.